Gimel Ma'al Cheshvan, Monday the 27th of October, Rabbi Chaim Rappaport, Kibbud of Harosho.
Rambam Hilchus Mamrim Perek Vov Halacha Yud Alef Paskins Hamamze Chayev Bekvei Dovi Vemiroi Afal Pishu Potter Al Makose Val Kilelose Yad Shiyasa Tshuva Shafilu Hoya Ovi Vrosho Vala Veirois, or even if a person thought it was a Rosho and the simple person Mechabdo Yem Misyori Memenu, he has to honor him and he has to revere him. Shafilu Hoya Ovi Vrosho Vala Veirois Mechabdo Yem Misyori Memenu. The tour in Yeridea, similar Reish Mem, is Chilek on the Rambam. So it's Machlokes is the Rambam in the Torah where the person is Mechuyev to be Mechabed, a sinful father. Similarly, the same Machlokes is reflected in the Mechabed and the Ramot. Mechabed passes like the Rambam, that a person is Mechuyev to be Mechabed over Rosho. The Ramot passes like the Torah that a person is not Mechuyev to be Mechabed over Rosho. So the Chilek would seem that Sephardim have got to be mechabed the parents even if they're Rishoyim, and Ashkenazim are exempt. Now, there are a number of questions on each shita. Some questions we have answers for, some questions at least I don't have any answers for. For example, on the shita of the Rambam, it's difficult. The Gemara says, it's halacha, it's well known, that if a person's father died, and he has some unsettled affairs. The marshal, he took money beribis, which he hadn't paid back. He's mechuyev to pay back. It's gzeila, gneva. So, if it's some money, so it's not his chiyuv to pay it back. But if he niach lahem ovav dovam asuyim, he left, for example, a cow, an animal, or a particular item, which can be pointed out and say, re'ezeh, this is the ribis that the father took, then the son is mechuyev to pay back the item, to give back the cow or the other chayfets to the owner. Why? Because otherwise it's a bizoyan for the father. People will say, look, this is the cow that Peloni ben Peloni had, which he took beribis. And that's a problem, because it will be a hepech hakovet for his father. Amedvor mamurim, if the father did tshuva, lifnei misoso. But if the father didn't do tshuva, so then he's not mechuyev to return it. So according to the Rambam, is the Chshver, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, Mipaskin La'alocha, Mechabdoi B'chayov, Mechabdoi B'moisoi. So B'meila, if the din is that you mechuyev to be Mechabed over V'rosho, so why do we say that in Lo Yosu Tshuva, he's not mechuyev to be Machzi, the ribis that he took, even if it's a Dov Masur? Now, there is a Machloikis Achreinim, I haven't seen it in Rishoyim. Whether the chiyuv of mechabdei b'moisa is midraisa or midrabono. Some poskim say that the chiyuv of mechabdei b'moisa is only midrabono. And it's certainly not as chomor as the chiyuv of mechabdei b'chayev. So according to that, you could say, look, the Rambam holds the chiyuv midraisa of kibud avohim, even by of Rosho. So b'meila calls man his b'chayim, says mechuyuv to be mechabdei. Here we're talking about achamoisoi. So achamoisoi is the only the chiyuv midrabono. So the Rabbana were only Mechayev, a Chiyuv of Acha Moisoi, Benegea to Oviv Tzadik, but not Benegea to Oviv Rosho. But if the Chiyuv is Mideraisa, Acha Moisoi as well, like most Achorinim say, so why should there be any difference between Mechayev and Moisoi? If you Mechayev to be Mechayev of Oviv Rosho Bechayev, you should be Mechayev to be Mechayev of Oviv Rosho Bechayev as well. So why do we say that if you Niach Le'Aviyam Dovah Mesuyam, if Lo Yosot Tshuva, is not Mechayev to be Machzir, the ribis that his father took. That is a ha'ora on the shita of the Rambam. But I want to get to a different point here, which is Nigel Halacha L'Maisa. Of course, many people point out the fact that today, even if people have parents who are sinful, lav davke they are Rishoyim. Why? Because of the famous Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam says that the Bnei HaKroim, the second generation of the Kroim in Mitzrayim, where he lived, were Tinoikos Shenishpu. They had a din of Tinoikos Shenishpu. Even though they saw Yidden and they knew Yidden and they knew what Yidden do, nevertheless, since they were brought up al Birkei HaKfira, so therefore they are considered to be Tinoikos Shenishpu. So al derech zeh many poskim said when again to modern deviants, starting from the Oruch HaNer and Binyan Siyan HaKadoshis, Simchah of Gimel, and throughout the ages, that today we treat them not as Rishoyim, but as Tanaka Shinishpu. Well, Tanaka Shinishpu is considered to be Beshoigig, or Ba'onis. So a person who does Averis, Bishkoga, or Ba'onis is not considered to be a Rosha. So therefore, the din of a Rosha wouldn't always apply to a person who has parents who is an Avarian today. But there is another point which I wanted to bring out. At the end of last week's Sedra, Parshas Noach, there's a Rashi. Yomos Terach b'Choron, Terach died in Choron. So Rashi says, why does it speak about Terach dying now? Terach hadn't died yet. He was only 75. Terach was 70 when Avram was born. So anyway, Rashi makes the cheshbon that they die in Yisharu Mishnois of Harbe. At this point, where Avram left Terach, Terach had still a long life to go. So the first teretz that Rashi says, based on the Medrash, is because the Torah wanted to obscure the matter. So it shouldn't be apparent. It shouldn't be conspicuous that Avraham Avinu left Terach when he was an old man to go to Eretz Yisroel. This would be incriminating. People would say, look, he just deserts his aged father and off he goes to Eretz Yisroel. Correct the Bach. Who cares? Terach was the Harosha. So Ma'abekach, if people will say that Avraham Avinu wasn't Mekai in the midst of Kibbud Avraham, Adrabah, let it be Mefursim and Mevayim, that Avraham Avinu was not Mechabed Aviv Rasha, because that's the din. You're not supposed to be Mechabed Aviv Rasha. If Shagol is an Issa to be Mechabed Aviv Rasha. Elamai says the Bach, from here it's a Raya, that the Rambam Shitta is the correct Shitta. The Rambam Shitta is the correct Shitta, which is that you are Mechuyim to be Mechabed Aviv Rasha. That's why the Torah had to go out of its way in order to obscure, so the people shouldn't say. But Emerson, there's another kasha here. Laniach is a chiyuv of kibud of Rosha. Here we're talking about lifnei matan Torah, and we're talking about bnei Noach. Bnei Noach are not matzuvah in the mitzvah of kibud avraham at all. If you're saying that what we're talking about here is the halacha dika kibud avraham, the Bach says from here it's a raya that there's no chiyuv of kibud avraham benegeah to Aviv Rasha. So then we've got another kasha. The halacha dika kibud avraham, just like it's not noyeg benegeah to Aviv Rasha, is not mitzvah, goyim aren't mitzvah. Where do we see this? In two places in Gemara, but the most famous one is in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, where it speaks about Domer ben Asina, the famous stories about how he went to such great extent to avoid causing anguish to his father. And the Gemara says, Uma Misha. So Doma ben Nistina was a goy, and the Gemara says is Eino Mitzvah Vais and the Mitzvah Kibud Avraham. So what's Bichal the Taino and Avraham Avinu then? We're not just talking, according to the Bach, we're not just talking what's Be'eni Habrios. We're talking here about Alpi Halacha. Yeah. We're not saying that people will have a Taino. We're not worried about people. If Avraham Avinu is doing the correct thing, so he's doing the correct thing. LMI, huh? Pardon? Yes, but that's not a taina. The Brias can't have a taina in Avraham Avinu. Bifrat according to the Shit of the Ramban, which the Ramban says in Parshas Vayetzei that Avraham Avinu was only Mekayim in the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. And that's how he explains how Yaakov Avinu could marry two sisters in Chutz Loretz. So Shit of the Yosedas of the Ramban. So Naniach your Teretz will be according to the other Shittas, and according to the Ramban, a die in Hodr Kashi Leduchta. Oh, in a chenami, the pshati is like this. Or dos oktman, beemeson. So, because you could ask, what were we trying to hide anything? The Rebbe said to him, the pshat is like this. Of course, he was supposed to go. Okay, in the medrash it says there's even a nusach in the medrash. Avraham said, "What's the zayim mikibed over aim?" So he said, "Lachoni mitzava." So that's klapishmaya galio, but klapi the briois, other people, they would have a taina. So that's why the Torah wants to cover it over, in order to show us that when there is something you're doing taka right, al pitzivei Hashem, or if the briyas are not going to understand it, so therefore it has to be camouflaged in order that they shouldn't get the wrong impression. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that before.
Pardon? Told Abraham to kill his son. What would he say? He could kill his son.
If it's nishtoken eitzah, nishtoken eitzah. There you see the whole story in the Torah. It's not at all. So it says beferish. It says what happened, and it says in the end what didn't happen. Is ichumel mas b'zayin azoy goysi yisoid v'sichal seken zayin egel alocha. There is a famous din in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim Perikei Hagei, person who converted to Yiddishkeit, and by the way, the same din would apply to a person whose father was not Jewish and whose mother was Jewish, because he's not considered related to his father. So it says, Osel Avazis Oviv Lekaloloi, he mustn't treat his father degradingly. And the Rambam adds, V'noyeg boi mixus kovid, he gives a little bit of kovid. Shtatzach the Shaila, first of all, how do you measure a little bit of kovid? Kovid is a piece of string. I mean, a bit of kovid, a lot of kovid, we mess in the soap. Second of all, what's taka the mocker? What's taka the mocker? So the Rambam says, k'dei shalo yoyim rubonu mikdusha chamura likdusha kala. That they shouldn't say, yes, gevoron ayid says gevoron, shtalun zich meforshim. What do you mean? First of all, as azach kifim minish to gemara, shalo yoyim rubonu mikdusha chamura likdusha kala, we're finding in gevoron estav chof beis, and legabe a different din. The Gabbat the din of Aroyas, but the Gabbat the din of COVID, we don't find it. And what's the Kedusha Hamur of the Kedusha Kala? Kedusha Hamur of the Kedusha Kala, Goyim are not Mitzuvah in Kibbut Ovein. So Mehecha Teisa, he should be knowing Mitzvah's COVID, because Shalayim are born in Kedusha Hamur of the Kedusha Kala, but I go to the Kedusha Mitzvah in Kibbut Ovein, so what's the Kedusha Hamur and what's the Kedusha Kala? Now the Torah says, B'nei Koitzer Azman, I'm going to say the Vort Bekitzer, but the Vort that I'm saying, for those who are interested, is Al Yosoidoi, of the Devarim of two Gedolei Yisrael. One is the Lubavitch Rebbe, Zchus Yogin Aleinu, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Livrocha, and Igros Moshe, Yerodeya Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed. And what I'm saying is a tamsis of the Nekuda here, the Tayotse Midivrehem. Not mamish, but what I believe is the gist of what comes out from the words. The pshat is like this. When you talk about kibud ov v'aim, daf mevitzin zayin agresi yisoid. In Yerushalmi it says that the mitzvah of kibud ov v'aim is referred to as priyas choiv, payback time. Your parents looked after you when you were young, in the normal situation. So you have to pay back. They ask me what about cases where it didn't happen, loy plug. Similarly, we find in the Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah lamed gimel, that the yisoid of the mitzvah of kibud ov v'aim is because the parents brought one up and they looked after you in your younger years, so you mechuyev to give them kovid, and this is an inyan of hakoras hatoiv, reciprocal gratitude, kindness. Bemeson is a mishnah. The first mishnah you learn with the child in cheder is avedas sovev avedas raboi, yeah, avedas raboi kedemes shovev meviyo lechayil mazev, or the raboi meviyo lechayil mabo. So we see that the dinik dima in his chayvu yois stem from the concept of akoras hatoiv, oviv mevi lechayil mazeh, rabbi mevi lechayil mabo. Okay, the Sefer Chinuch adds more, not just the mevi lechayil mazeh, the fact that they looked after him, they brought him up, they took care of his needs, they tended him, etc., etc. So that's the union of priyas choiv. Priyas choiv. So, and the Chai Odom is very mafalik b'dvorim. In Hilchus Kibud Av Eim, in the Chai Odom, he says there are some people who say, well, I need to have a Koras HaToyv, my parents did it. They wanted to have a good time. They wanted to have children. So he says, Kibud Av Ve'Aim is not tolu. Hakoras HaTov doesn't depend on what kavona the person had. L'maisa, the person did you a favor, so you mechuyev in Hakoras HaTov. That's one. But if we look at it, the Dinei HaTorah, where the Torah speaks about Kibud Av Ve'Aim, goes a lot further than Hakoras HaTov. Gibra Kuk, the Rambam says, in this same halacha, Adheichon Kibud Av Ve'Aim, אפילו נוטל כיס של זהובים שלו וישליחו לפונו ולים, ליח למויסון וליצק בפניהם, וליחס כנגדון, על יקבל גזרס הקוסו וישתוי. על היכון מירון, אפילו הילויביש בקודם חמודס, he was dressed in his royal finery, וישב בריש בפני הכל, he was sitting, אוי בן און, עם מזרח ונט, ובו אובי ואימא יקרו וקורו בגודו ויקו, הריש ויורקו בפונו וליח למויסון וליישתוי, וילו ויוחד ממלך מלך המלוכם שצבו בכך. He's sitting there, in all his glory, and his parents come and spit at him and embarrass him and degrade him, he must take it in his stride and be quiet, and he should be mekabel gezeira sakosu. Rambam calls it, this is one of the few places where the Rambam uses gezeira sakosu. Why? Because the tak is a gezeira sakosu. This is not hakora satoiv. Someone does you a favor, so you do them a favor back. You're not mechuyev to take abuse. Can you say that this is a logical imperative? No, it's a gezeira sakosu. Azoy the Torah gezokt. Like it says in the second Tibris, this is not normal Hakoras HaTov. This is something which goes beyond the call of duty of Prias Chayiv, of Hakoras HaTov, etc., etc. The Meila is Azoi. A goy, even though he's not Mechuyev, in the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'Aim, which it says in the Torah, that means to stand up or to pop up and down like a yo-yo as soon as his father comes into the room, is a takanish mechuyev. Or bevechiyev of priyas achoyev, which is a logical imperative, it's a svara sichlis, that is included in the broad gamut of sheva mitzvahs ben inoyach. Like the Reb Nissim Gaon writes in Hakdoma it's printed in Shas Brachas, called mitzvah detalya beuvna sedeliba, any mitzvah which is rooted in normal thinking, normal seichel, normal conscience, everyone is mechuyev, yidden and goy alike. Rav Moshe says we find that even Bnei Noach are nenash on being a kofi toiva. Adam HaRishon had his knuckles wrapped for not being makir toiva. Now, where does it say there's a chiyuv to be makir toiva? Doesn't need to say it. So that's the pshat of mixas kovet. Mitzvah's covered is, I feel like always mechuyev mitzvah's covered. So if the yid will become frum, if a gesh in the sky, a person becomes Jewish, and he's not noyeg, even the basic covered, which seichel anushi is mechayev, logic dictates, these are your parents, don't just let them languish in an old age home and bring them a tie on Father's Day. But visit them, make sure they're comfortable, look after them. To the extent that is makubal, koras hatoiv, to the extent you're able to, that is something which a goy is also mechuyev. But a goy is not mechuyev to take the abuse that it says here in the Rambam, that his father spits at him in public, he should just take it, bear and grin. Grin and bear. That's the pshat mixas covered. Mixas covered means his mechuyev in the madriga of covered towards his father, that he would have been mechuyev when he was a goy as well. Because that chiyuv is based on hakoras hatoiv. Meila, so now we come back here. What's the maisa here with Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu, he was an old man. What would have been the criticism? The criticism would have been Sheheniach Oviv Zokin V'Holachloi. Sheheniach Oviv Zokin V'Holachloi left his father languishing in his old age, and he went. That's a psahidish Kibud Av Ve'Aim. That's the Kashetziv Hashem Lekecha. Tzidim Dabin Shom Kumin Tzikim Kashetziv Hashem Lekecha. This even a non-Jew is mechuyev. Mitzat HaKoras HaTov. Rashi doesn't even say the Loshon V'Loikiyem Mitzvus Kibud Av Ve'Aim. It says V'Loikiyem Kibud Av Ve'Aim. The Briyas would say, look at this low life. He leaves his father in his old age. His father brought him up and cared for him. And he goes off and he runs to make Aliyah to go to Canaan. And what about the father? That would have been a taina even in the period of Bnei Noach. Because that type of kibud avayim, which is mechui of machmas menschlichkeit, to put it bluntly, that even Bnei Noach understand the Bnei Noach HaMechubit. Ad kdei kach, that when the ger becomes Jewish and he doesn't do it, they will say that Yotzo Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala, says the Mishnah. So that is the gather of Mixus Kovet. And Mamele, that we can explain why there would have been a tiny already Bimei Avrom. Lepi Advorim Amurim, we can actually say, yeah. So Ramosha asks, why didn't you do Bona Mekdusha Chamura L'Kdusha Kala? Why can't you just say he's still Mechuy of Mitzad? Sorry?
A menschlichkeit is a
chiyuv, not because of a haskomas ben yodim, a social contract. Because the Torah demands menschlichkeit. Adam Rishon was kofi toiva, he's nenash. Why is he nenash? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands it from him. Menschlichkeit, a person doesn't want to be a mensch, so there is anke mensch. Yeah. But if you say that he's mechuyuv bekach, so then there's responsibility, and then there's accountability. So then that's the difference. So if we say that it's included in dinim, or it's included in kol mitzvah, the talibum, or it's included, there's a tevio mil milo, so then there is a chiyuv. Menschlichkeit can be just because that is what people agree, or it can be because there's a chiyuv. We're saying is that there is a chiyuv. And b'meila, it would be a yerida mikdushah chamura l'kdushah kala. Doma ben Asina wasn't mechuyev. When the Gemara says Doma ben Asina was einim mitzvah v'oisa, what does that mean? It wasn't mitzvah v'oisa to be so worried that maybe his father will have one afternoon his sleep disturbed in order he should be able to sell a diamond. No, this is taka asher azach ad kidekach. The story itself is very ganz nicht verstandig. Every normal father would go mad if his son didn't wake him up if he could make a fortune. Moshe Feinstein writes in his Dibros Moshe and Kedushin, you must say that Dovan Ben Asina's father was Meshugana. Yeah. Because otherwise the story doesn't make sense. But Al Kaponim, even without that, Nuli is there. Dovan Ben Asina was Eilim Atzuv Vaisa and the Chiv of Kibud Avraim Kefi Dina Yisrael. But if Dovan Ben Asina would have treated his father degradingly, he would have been punished. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds a goy responsible for behaving like a mensch. And that's included in L'Shaves Yitzorah. That's included in creating a stable society, L'Yisoyu Baro L'Shaves Yitzorah, which is the general gist, the general theme of the Sheva Mitzvahs for Nerach. Now I'm going to have to finish the word here. So that's that. Now, Im Keinim HaDvorim, that there is such a chiyuv, even by goyim, and as it says, even by a yid, a goy who becomes a yid, still has this chiyuv. We don't find anywhere that it depends if the father is a frum a goy or is not a frum a goy. The chilek between Ovi v'Rosho, I mean, if you would say, how many goyim are shleim sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach? The pashtus, the din there, is it applies to any goy, it's not enough kimina. Why? Because midin hakora satoiv kasinu nalo. We're talking about level one of kibud avraim, which is founded on the universal obligation of reciprocal kindness and gratitude. Stroke menschlichkeit. So one second. If it applies by a goy, if it applies by a geish and a skaye, irrespective of the nature of his goyish father. In other words, this is not because the gavra deserves kovet. The father doesn't deserve kovet. It's not a person who is royally kovet. Paket, the other kibudim is not mechuyev. In Cain, could very well be that the same is true by Avi Varosha as well. And even if a person has a sinful father, so his potter from the mitzvah of kibud avraim shall dinei yisrael. It means even according to the shita of the Tur, which is the shita of the Ramo, which is the shita of the Ashkenazim, that a person is potter from kibud avraim regabi oviv imo yirshoim, that means it's not mechuyev to stand up when they come in the room, and it's not mechuyev to serve them dinner every night or whatever they need to take care of their needs in accordance with the dinim in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridah similar Ishmael. But their mikzus covered was nemsach mitzad basic menschlichkeit, as Rabbi Yankel said before, which is based on the tvia that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that goyim should also behave in a way of HaKoras HaToiv, and the Yesoidus, and the Kim Osa Sa'odom Yosha. Hashem made the person straight. There's certain things you don't need mitzvahs for. You don't need to be told to say thank you. This is something which should come from within. Unless you make yourself krum, then you remain straight, and you do the right thing. And if you don't, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a time on you, so to speak. So that level of kovod, which is mitzav mitzvahs kovod, which applies, the chayla would apply even b'negei to Aviv Rosh, because Maishna Aviv Rosh of the Aviv Agoy. And that which the Rama says that is not mechuyev in kibud avayim, the Rama is talking hilchas kibud avayim. The Rama is not talking mitzad the dinim of akoras atoyv. That can be learnt out from the din of the goy, which is brought down in the end of Yerideh, Siman Reish Mem Aleph, where it says that geish and iskaya is noyed mitzvahs kovod. No, so he was over Zayin is obedin by the Rosh. But the Machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramo, the Rambam and the Tur, the Ramo and the Mechaber, is when you get to the real Kibbutz Avoim, that you have to literally treat your father like a king, like a Tsar, like a nobleman. In Kainim Advorim, if this is correct, so then we can answer the Kash of the Bach. The Bach, I know. Since we see that the Torah is concerned to Ferent Fetelech, to explain away the case of Avraham Avinu, to say that the Torah wants to cover up the fact that Avraham went away. Al Pitzivui Hashem. Why? So the Bria shouldn't say he wasn't Mechaber Dovim. Says the Bach, this is a riot to the Shit of the Rambam, that the person is Mechuyev Kibud Avi Rosh. No, what's it, the Torah is on? If he's Varena, the Torah will say, what type of Kibud are we talking about here? We're talking about base level kibud. Not to leave one's father stranded and go away. That level, yes, then that's why we said it applied even by B'nai Noach. So that by the same token, this will apply even to Aviv Rosh as well. So therefore, according to the Yisoid Hamavua in the Kutasichas and in the Igoris Moshe, we can now say that this vort of Terach, the discussion of Kibud Avayim around the fact that Avraham Avinu left his father languishing and why the Torah had to cover it up, is not relevant neither to the question of Kibud Aviv Rosh, because even by Kibud Aviv Rosh there will also be a requirement to honor one's father, not to let him just remain uncared for and untended for in his elderly years. This you say that it applies to Aviv Rosh as well, it does not say in the source. That's my application. The saying is, Lefid of Rehem, and especially Lefid of that which we find in general, that the Chiv of HaKoras HaToiv applies also towards Roshoy. Like we see B'negeya to the Dinim of Edoim, Amor, and Moav. Yeah? And the chilik between them and the Mitzrayim, the zechiv of HaKoras HaToiv, so it also makes sense, that gives additional reason to suggest this chiddush, and that makes a big enough kimina when you have someone who taka his father is a rosha, and is not a tinik shenishpa, and the person will say, if so, there is no obligations. If he is there, there would still be a chiv of a mixas kovod. So I am being matzia b'derech efsher. Shkoyach. Thank you.